When the economic discussion turns to artificial intelligence, robots, and jobs, fear of the effect on humans is usually the first emotion to emerge. As technology on assembly lines, for example, advances, then expectations are that humans won't be needed any longer. Thus, unemployment will grow and corporations won't have to deal with people anymore. Thomas Kohan isn't quite so pessimistic. He's co-director of MIT's Sloan Institute for Work and Employment Research, and he's with me. Thomas, do you think it makes sense for people to initially be afraid of a negative impact of AI on human employment, whether that's a wholly accurate assertion?
Well, I think that's the prevailing logic, but I think it's flawed logic. And I understand it because people are concerned about the future, and engineers are trained to think about how can they automate work so that there's less dependence and less need for actual people. So there are a lot of biases built into the design of technology and a lot of fears that people have about the future of AI and other forms of technology that lead us to think this way.
And does this make the presumption then, and perhaps incorrectly, that people have not been thinking about this, that it's sort of caught experts off guard? Because it seems like those of us who are the lay people when it comes to this might think, oh my gosh, we're going to worry about this. And yet other people who are actually involved in this day to day have seen it coming and have been thinking about ways to counter it or have it accompany the changes.
There's been a long-standing debate among all kinds of futurists, technologists, engineers, economists, about whether new technologies coming along are going to destroy more jobs than they create. And the answer is we don't know, and they're pretty much evenly divided among the experts on which one is going to dominate. And so there are a lot of people who have been thinking about this, but what I think we need to do is redefine that debate and say, how do we get control over technology, and how do we use it to augment work rather than just think about it as a way to displace workers and reduce reliance on human labor?
And what are some specifics that come to mind for you potentially?
Well, let's take healthcare. Healthcare is a laboratory for artificial intelligence at the moment. There's things like IBM Watson and their competitors all trying to develop tools for helping physicians and nurses and so on diagnose and treat patients. And I think we are seeing the best uses of AI in healthcare is to help physicians analyze data quickly and get more information to help them figure out what the right diagnosis is and what the right treatment regime ought to be. But it augments their work and it opens up time for them and it opens up opportunities to decentralize more authority to nurses and to share information on the patient panels that the healthcare physicians and nurses have with their assistants and office employees, and they can reach out using technology to monitor whether people are staying on track with their prescriptions and their checkups and use telemedicine. All of that augments work and opens up new opportunities and improves healthcare. But if we think that somehow we should be designing AI systems to get rid of doctors, to substitute with some machine algorithm, then I think we are barking up the wrong tree and we overinvest in technology and we don't get the full return and we don't empower people to help make these technologies work effectively.
If there is a fair approach to this, how much responsibility falls on individual workers or for companies to provide opportunities for workers to learn more, do more training, and then for workers to then take advantage of that, to see ways that, you know, your job is changing, but we're going to sort of help you along here, that if you learn this, then we'll find a way for you to, because you've advanced in your knowledge, we'll find a way for you to work with these robots or advance the technology in some way related to that.
What you just said is exactly the kind of bargain that I think the workforce and employers need to make with each other. Workers need to continue to invest in training, take opportunities that are open to them in their organizations that firms make available to them to keep their skills current. And firms, in turn, need to make sure they provide those opportunities and then listen to the workforce, engage them in the process of helping to both design and then deploy and implement the new technologies as they come along, And by doing so, workers will be able to use those skills to enhance the technology, to find new applications for it, to solve new organizational problems, to serve their patients or students or customers better. And I think we will have a better chance of creating new jobs and innovations that make good use of the technology to everyone's benefit. So it's a bargain.
Thomas Kohan is co-director of MIT's Sloan Institute for Work and Employment Research. We've been talking about some methods of dealing with advances in artificial intelligence as it affects human workers.